The Flagstaff Police Department suspects the January overdoses were a result of opioids, and two of those were potentially from the same batch of heroin. Use of the drug in Arizona is on the rise. According to the Drug Enforcement Administration, between 2008 and 2012, police seizures in the state nearly quadrupled. Though no specific statistics are available for northern Arizona heroin use, in the last year, the Flagstaff-based Guidance Center has seen treatment of opioid dependence more than double. According to the center's chief executive officer, Jack Callahan, opioids include heroin and many prescription painkillers, drugs that often go hand-in-hand with users.
Nationally, there's what they call an integration of heroin and prescription painkillers. If you can't get your hands on the prescription painkillers, heroin is an option. And conversely, folks sometimes, if they can get their hands on prescription painkillers, use it as a substitute, if you will, or a complement to heroin.
The Guidance Center is currently treating 36 patients for dependence on opioids. During the same month last year, it was 17. Callahan says on average, about a third of the Guidance Center's patients are there for opioid treatment. And heroin users can be found in almost all segments of the population.
People are very successful and have lots of resources. Two more down-and-out individuals who struggle with getting their resources to support their habits. Yeah, it's a wide range of folks.
According to the Flagstaff Police Department, in the last year, local seizures of heroin have been relatively light. For Arizona Public Radio, I'm Ryan Heinches in Flagstaff.